In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. How odd of God to choose the Jews. So wrote the English poet G.K. Chesterton nearly 100 years ago. Even in those days, before political correctness, it was an offensive thing to say. And it is offensive still. But if you start with God and you realize that some of the things he does are odd, strange to us, then you can see that Chesterton actually said more than he intended. Because, yes, why did God not choose one of the great, powerful empires of the ancient world, Babylon or Greece or Rome? Why did he instead choose this small, minor nation? Without him, they would have hardly been even a footnote in the world's history. God's answer to Paul in the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, that we heard this morning, God's answer applies not just to him personally, but to Israel as a nation. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. Israel, this small, weak nation, and yet God's grace was there. He chose them. And it was not just the fact that they were a small nation that made Israel an odd choice. Time and again, in the Old Testament, the prophets complain that the people are disobedient and they do not listen. We heard this morning about Ezekiel's vision and how God said to him, "The nation of Israel are a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. Their descendants are impudent and stubborn." They were God's people, and yet they refused to listen. And history repeated itself when Jesus stood up in the synagogue to preach in his hometown. Those were his people, and they would not listen to him. Not that the other nations of the ancient world were any better, but you do have to admit, it does look as if God was deliberately making things difficult for himself. Perhaps he was. Perhaps he still is making things difficult for himself in whom he chooses. In choosing a small, weak nation like Israel, God is showing that strength, power, status do not impress him, and they certainly do not buy you any favors with him. The reason the Jewish people have a place in history is not because they founded a great military empire like Assyria, or left behind magnificent architecture like Egypt. No, their place in history comes solely from the fact that they were God's chosen people. God's chosen. their place in the world was God's gift to them. And it is also God's gift that makes us who we are. Our real strength and our true status are God's gifts to us. Accept that what you have is a gift, and you will look upon it, you will use it differently from if you had imagined you had got it all through your own efforts. If it is a gift, then we will use our time, our skills, our money, according to His will, not ours. But it wasn't just a matter of size, was it? Israel was also this rebellious nation, stubborn, refusing to listen to Him. Surely that shows that God is not just interested in nice, well-behaved people. He is concerned for the lost sheep, the exiles, the people that sat in darkness. And Jesus repeated this message in a personalized way in His choice of those He associated with. His band of 12, for a start, an unlikely crowd from humble backgrounds. Not very clever either, it has to be said. To say nothing of the others whom He associated with, tax gatherers, prostitutes, lepers. The people of His hometown couldn't see this, though. When Jesus spoke in the synagogue, they said, "Who does He think He is? He's just the local carpenter." They stuck a label on Him. We do it too. And how often do we not look beyond the label and do not see a person's real qualities and character? Look at Bernard Madoff, who has been in the news lately. People stuck a label on him: successful financier, trustworthy. We do it in the church too. Traditionalist, liberal, evangelical, Anglo-Catholic. And we put up the shutters instead of waiting to find out what they have to offer. What are the gifts God has given to them? And when we do that, we are being just like those people in Jesus' hometown. Let me tell you a little story from when I was a curate. I had gone into the town centre one day on my bike, and I was locking up the bike by the library when I noticed three men sitting on the steps outside. They were dirty and untidy, so I immediately labelled them down and out, beggars, not to be trusted. Then one of them called out, "It's okay, Father, your bike's safe here. We believe in God too, you know." And yes, my bike was still there when I came out. Don't just look at the label. Look for the child of God in people. In Glasgow English, they have a plural form of the pronoun you. Like du und ihr in German, they have you and yous. You, yous. So let me finish by rephrasing Chesterton's rhyme. How odd of God to choose me and use. Amen.